Science of Mind 365, November 28. Unity. From Deuteronomy 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. From John 10. I and my Father are one. Who hath seen me hath seen the Father. And from the Science of Mind, page 447. If we would come to the universal wholeness, we must approach it through the law of its own nature. This means that we must give our undivided attention to the spiritual unity back of all things. Perhaps the most difficult thing for us to perceive is that there is one life running through everything, one presence manifest in everything, and one person individualized through everyone. The perception of unity sees through all differences to one universal sameness. But unity does not mean uniformity. We do not all have to be alike, think alike, or act alike. But the world is learning that we must all act in unison. The infinite one manifests in infinite variations, each rooted in the one, but each divinely unique in its own right. Good, bad, high, low, across, above, and beneath, all are one to the infinite mind. Today, I seek my union with life. Today, my imagination reaches back through all differences to the universal sameness. Today, I know that I am in God. God is in me. We are one. Today, as never before, I shall seek this sense of divine union of the soul with its source, and of all people with the infinite.